Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Every one of us have problems. If you don't agree with that, that's your problem. Well, I don't know. I'm a pretty good guy. That's your problem. We all have problems. So I think that's what he is saying here, a twofold thing. Remember them that are in bonds, in jail, and then those who are struggling with the things of this world, and you as believers who are mature in Christ. Boy, those babes in Christ who they've not grown like you have in Christ, don't be judgmental with them. Remember, if not by the grace of God, that's where you were. So he's saying it, as bound with them, you can feel their pain. You can feel their suffering. You know what it's like. You're not putting up that wall. Well, you made your bed, God bless you, and you sleep in it. That's what he's saying here. Don't be like that. When they suffer, you suffer alone. Rejoice when they rejoice, weep when they weep. Y'all follow? So important. Again, it has nothing to do with let brotherly love continue. And we as Baptists are the worst. We are. We are. Man, we're so judgmental. And that's why I had to have a real self-examination of myself again this week. Because when I study these things, how does that apply to my life? So if it applies to me, I would think it would apply to most all of y'all. Let brotherly love continue. Entertain strangers, those boys, easy to take care of each other, have dinner on the grounds, we all have fun together and all. But those out there, be not forgetful. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity. There it is again, those problems in life. Maybe they allowed it to happen, and sometimes it just happened. As yourself, being yourselves also in the body. More than a sympathetic heart, it requires having the spiritual insight and capacity for understanding the experience of someone else. Let me repeat that. I wrote that down, so it's got to be pretty good. It requires having the spiritual insight and capacity for understanding the experience of someone else. This does not mean to say, oh, it's okay, and you can be a drunkard, a drug addict, or whatever you are. But understand, they're dealing with some terrible. Again, it's not an excuse. Don't get me wrong. I'm not excusing this. But what the Apostle Paul is saying, as being yourself also in the body, we're together here. When they suffer, we suffer. When they hurt, we ought to be hurting. And that's the whole thing. I got some verses here that I want to read to you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Again, that suffer, he was rather to suffer the affliction of others than to enjoy the sin for the season. 2 Timothy 3:12, if I can find it. I'll be glad when I break this Bible in. Yay. 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Persecution is going to come. Okay. Something I said on the pastor's phone call here weeks ago about if you're not coming face to face with the devil, you're walking in the same direction with him. You get that? If you don't come face to face with him sometime, well, obviously you're walking in the same direction. We're going to face adversity and persecution. 1 Peter. Many of you would know this section of Scripture. Chapter number 3, verse number 14. You know it's bad when I got to lick my fingers to turn pages. They're stuck. I'm telling you, they're stuck together. 1 Peter 3:14-17. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and in fear. And in verse number 17, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. You know, we're talking about suffering. There's people who are suffering. Ronnie always mentions on Wednesday evening about pray for those who are suffering persecution. Talking about in other countries. Well, you know, we as Americans really don't know what it's like to face real persecution, but we do suffer. Different things come into our life. And again, you may think I'm out there on a different page here, but he's talking about when they suffer adversity, and you do and I do and others, we need to reach out to them and help them. Let brotherly love continue. Let me give you one more. 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse number 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. And then in verse number 19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. There are people out there who are suffering, who are having a difficult time. And we, when we're in a, I'm going to quit with this. You know, we go through different seasons of life. Matter of fact, I'm going to preach on that next Sunday morning. I'm preparing a message about different seasons. Like we're going to enter a new year. And every one of us has different seasons of life. What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, there's times there's difficulty. We lose a family member or some illness or sick. And then we come through that season. And here's another season. It may be a season of rejoicing. Great things are taking place. Are you following? Then here comes another season. There's changes in our lives constantly. Well, when we go through these seasons of life, we're on these mountaintops. There's other people in these seasons of life who are in dark days. They're in valleys for whatever reason. We need to let brotherly love continue. We need to entertain strangers. And then at the same time, we need to remember those that are in bonds. It all is tied in with love. Those who are in bonds in jail, in prison, ministry, and also those who are among our people that are still in bonds, struggling with the things of the world. We need to love them. There's a song, and I'll close with this. I think Mark Lauer, somebody wrote it, about the preacher got up preaching, and all he preached was love, 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 and he sat down. That was his message. I have some song, remember the song, you know. I just remember the song was about that. He got up in the pulpit and he said, love, 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 and he sat down. That's the most important thing, folk. By this shall all men know if you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. Not if you're a Baptist, I'm glad to be one. Not if you're anything else, but if you have love one for another. Let brotherly love continue. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for these powerful, powerful words that strike deep into our hearts as people, as your children, where sometimes we don't let this love continue and let flesh take over and being judgmental, Lord, but I pray that, Lord, we don't condone these things, but Lord, still love them. Lord, bless this morning. May everything be done to your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference from January the 22nd through the 26th. That's Monday through Friday, the 22nd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each evening. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.